The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to The Crucified Message with Dr. Tony Young, Jr., a ministry-supported program of Christ Gospel Church of St. Petersburg, Florida, where Bishop Preston Leonard is the international bishop and Dr. Young is the executive pastor. The Crucified Message is a weekly radio ministry that seeks to build bridges in our community through love, compassion, and mercy, encouraging listeners to receive the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and serve as faithful stewards until His imminent return. To learn more about Christ Gospel Church, visit ChristGospelSt.Pete.org. That's ChristGospelSt.Pete.org. And now, The Crucified Message.
Happy Mother's Day to all mothers. Giving honor to my wife, Kathy, who is a great mother to our children. I honor the memory of my late mother, missionary Susie Young, and the late mother, Virginia Leonard, the co-founder of Christ Gospel Church of St. Petersburg. Mothers are incubators of life. God designed the birth of mankind to start in the womb of mothers. Jesus himself had a mother who nurtured him, who loved him and guided him. I heard a story of a little boy who was at a Sunday school play and forgot his lines. His mother was sitting on the front row to prompt him what to say. She signaled the word silently with her lips, but it did not help. Her son couldn't remember his line. Finally, his mother leaned forward and whispered the cue.
I am the light of the world.
The child smiled and with great pride yelled out,
My mother is the light of the world.
Many of us, long before we met Christ Jesus, our mother was our light of the world. It was mama who carried us for 9 months. It was mama who stayed up with us through the night. Yes, it was mama who fed us, who taught us, who loved us. And for some of us, it was mama who led us to the Lord Jesus Christ. Moms give so much of themselves and rarely get anything in return. Today, I want to share with you from the scriptures about a mother who received the greatest gift a mother could receive. But let us pray. O gracious Father who art in heaven, we honor you for our mothers. We thank you that you blessed us and designed us with mothers in mind. Now, Father, I pray a special blessing for all mothers who are listening today, that you will equip them, encourage them, educate them, empower them to be godly mothers. And God, we'll say thank you for these and all blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. The text today is coming from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7, verses 11 through 15. Now it happened the day after that Jesus went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him and a large crowd. And when he came near the gates of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large crowd from the city was with her. When Jesus saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, Do not weep. Then he came and touched the open coffin, and those who carried him stood still. And he said, Young man, I say to you, arise. So he who was dead sat up and began to speak. and Jesus presented him to his mother. May the Lord bless the reader, hearers, and doers of his word. My topic today is a mother's greatest gift. According to Forbes, this year people will spend approximately $32 billion on Mother's Day. 84% of Americans will participate in celebrating Mother's Day. That's some 6.4 billion people. Many people struggle to find that perfect gift for mama. Many will peruse over many different flowers. Some will consider Gucci bags or perfume. Others would take mama out to nice dinners. Some would give mama some money. Others will pamper her with manicures, pedicures, and massages. Because mom deserves our best. When my late mother was alive, I used to ask her, "Mom, what do you want for Mother's Day?" And she would tell us children, "The greatest gift you can give me is to give your life to Jesus Christ." A godly mother is not interested in a lot of stuff that will fade away. Rather, she is interested in something that will last forever. Now, it's good to give your mother flowers and Gucci bags, perfume, nice dinners, and all of those things. She deserves that and more. But a godly mother is not focused primarily on things that will fade away. In our text, we see a mother who is on her way to the cemetery to bury her only son. You see, her husband has already died, for the Bible says she was a widow. She has lost her means for support. The city of Nain was a small farming village near Mount Moriah, which sat up on a hill. The gates to the city were at the bottom of the hill, and the cemetery was some 9 miles away. Let me repeat that. The city of Nain is located high on a hill. The gates to the city are at the bottom of the hill. To get to the cemetery, she had to come down the hill and go through the gate. You see, it was at the bottom of the hill where she met Jesus. Brothers and sisters, the best place to find Jesus is at the bottom of the hill. For many folk, it's difficult to meet Jesus when our pockets are full of money. Yes, it's difficult to meet Jesus when everybody is doing okay. Oh, yes, it's difficult to meet Jesus when everybody is doing fine, when the refrigerator and pantry are both full. But when you come down the hill, when there is more month than money, when everybody is not doing okay, when your children are in trouble, when the refrigerator and pantries are both empty, when you come down the hill, there you will find Jesus. Some people will not find Jesus until they come down to the bottom of the hill. Back then, there were no social programs like it is today. No food stamps, Medicaid, Medicare, or Social Security to help widows. A woman's livelihood was dependent on her husband or sons. This mother has lost both her husband and her only son. She would either become a panhandler or a prostitute to survive. She is forced to disgrace herself for the rest of her life. Notice there are two large crowds which intersect at the gate. In verse 11, Jesus went to Nain with his disciples, and a large crowd followed him. In verse 12, this widow was traveling to the cemetery, and a large crowd from the city was with her. Two crowds meet at the gate. This gate was a brick wall with a passageway to enter and exit the city. In other words, one crowd is following a grieving mother. Another crowd is following Jesus. One crowd is weeping and mourning. Another crowd is excited and enthusiastic. Both crowds could not go through the gate at the same time. One has to give way to the other. This morning, each of us is in one of these two crowds. Some are looking back while others are looking forward. Some are weeping while others are rejoicing. Some are complaining while others are being thankful. Not only are there two crowds, one following the mother and one following Jesus, but in these two crowds, there are two sons. The mother's only son and Jesus, God's only begotten son. You see, one son was alive and on his way to die, but the other son is dead and on his way to be brought back to life. You see, every funeral Jesus attended, he broke it up. Oh, let me say that again. Every funeral that Jesus attended, he broke it up. There are three occasions in the Bible where Jesus shows up at a funeral service. You remember Jairus' daughter died, but Jesus shows up and she comes back to life. Lazarus died, but after Jesus shows up, Lazarus came back to life. Now this young man has died, but Jesus has showed up. Brothers and sisters, when you invite Jesus in a dead situation, he will produce life. Oh, I got to take a short break, but I'll be right back after this short break.
Did you know a Chinese bamboo tree shows no visible growth in the first 4 years? Then in the fifth year, it grows 90 feet in 6 weeks. It takes 4 years to grow the root system to support a 90-foot tree. Brothers and sisters, just because you don't see growth today, it doesn't mean you're not growing. Be encouraged. God may be preparing your root system to handle the expedited growth that is coming.
Look at verse 13. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came and touched the bier or the frame that carried the dead person, and those who carried him stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." So he who was dead, sat up and began to speak. And Jesus presented him to his mother. All today we're talking about a mother's greatest gift. Notice what Jesus gave this mother. He gave her the greatest gift she could ever ask for on this day. He gave her son a new life. He gave her son a new lease on life. This was not the same son that died per se. When Jesus stopped by, everything changes. You see, night is turned into day. When Jesus stops by, death is turned into life. When Jesus stopped by, weeping is turned into joy. Oh, I hope you're listening. When Jesus stops by, bad days are suddenly good days. When Jesus stops by, everything changes. Notice Jesus touched the open coffin, the thing that was carrying him to the cemetery, the thing that was holding him down, stood still. What happened? Jesus canceled the funeral. Oh, praise his holy name. Only Jesus can cancel a funeral. There is something about his touch that changes everything. Oh, my mind is going back to the popular song that says, shackled by a heavy burden, neath a load of guilt and shame. Then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. Oh, he touched me. Oh, yes, he touched me. And all the joy that floods my soul, something happened. And now I know that he touched me and he made me whole. Oh, I feel like just saying verse 2. Since I met the blessed Savior, since he cleansed and made me whole, oh, I will never cease to praise him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. Oh, he touched me. Look at your neighbor if you're not afraid and say, oh, Jesus touched me. And all the joy that floods my soul. I believe this mother, after Jesus touched him, said something happened. And I didn't know him before, but now I know that Jesus, oh, he touched me. He just didn't touch the coffin, but he touched me and he made me whole. Do you need a touch today? I want you to know that Jesus is still meeting people at the bottom of the hill. Notice after Jesus touched the bier or the open coffin, those carrying him stood still. You know, a doctor cannot operate on a patient who is moving around. They have to be still. They have to be in a sterile environment. When I went into the hospital for surgery, they had to prep me for surgery. And just before the doctor operated on me, they secured my arms and legs and they put me to sleep. Why? Because the doctor needed me to be still so that he can operate on me and do a good job. Can I help somebody today? Jesus Christ is our great physician. He wants to perform some spiritual surgery to remove some of this sickness and disease from our soul. But some folk are still moving and kicking and struggling and resisting God. So the surgery has been canceled. It has been postponed. But when you understand, you must lie down beside the still waters. When you surrender to Jesus, when you give yourself into his care, he can operate and fix that which is broken. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Before you can say he's a waymaker, you need to lie down and be still. Before he can be a peacemaker, you need to lie down and be still. Before you call him a bridge over troubled water, guess what? You need to lie down and be still. Before he becomes your bread when you're hungry, sometimes you have to run out of food. Notice when Jesus touched the coffin, those who carried him stood still. When you stop moving around, can I make it plain? When you turn off the TV, when you get off YouTube and Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and other social media platforms long enough to be still and know that he is God, then you will hear his voice. Ah, Jesus said to the young man after he was still, after everybody stopped moving around, he said, young man, I say to you, arise. When you make time for Jesus, when you spend time talking to Jesus, when you put your trust in Jesus, he will speak to you. And even though you are dead, even though your dreams are dead, even though your marriage seems dead, your finances are dead, and you feel like you're in a dead-end job, when you be still long enough, Jesus can speak to you and say, arise, get up. You're not going to a funeral today. No, you're not going to be buried today. You're not going to be carried to the cemetery today. Today, you are going to walk back home with your mother. Oh, somebody ought to say, praise God. Verse 15 says, so he who was dead sat up and began to speak. And Jesus presented him to his mother. The word presented means a present. Jesus gave this mother the greatest gift. Jesus gave this mother who had lost her husband. She had lost her only son. She has lost her dignity, her security. And so Jesus gives her the greatest gift she could ask for. What was it? A living son. When Jesus gave her back her living son, she regained her dignity. Her security was restored. Yes, the joy that she once had was restored. The peace that she lost was now back in her heart. She could walk home with her head up high. She didn't have to weep all night because morning had came. She could actually rejoice and be thankful to the Lord. That morning when she left the house, she left with sadness, but she met the Savior. That morning when she left to go to the cemetery, she had no idea that she would meet the Christ. Oh, that morning she left with a crowd of folks who were weeping and mourning with her, trying to comfort her. But later that day, she returned with her son. When those two sons met at the gate, one had to step aside and yield to the other son. When Jesus shows up, dreams are resurrected. When Jesus shows up, hope comes alive. Yes, when Jesus shows up, you can say, it is well. Oh, praise God. It is well with my soul. You can say it like the songwriter said, when peace like a river attendeth my way. When sorrows like sea billows roll. Whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well. Oh, I feel like saying it again. It is well with my soul. This mother left with sorrow in her heart. I don't know if she knew who Jesus was, but on the way home, I believe she says, it's well. I didn't know what to expect when I left the house this morning, but I do know that when I met Jesus, I can say it's well with my soul. When Jesus shows up, you can have unspeakable joy. When Jesus shows up, he'll turn your midnight into day, bring sunshine on a rainy day. Mothers, I want you to know, God wants to give you the greatest gift, and that is new life in you, in your sons and daughters, and for the rest of your days. Happy Mother's Day.
We hope you've enjoyed The Crucified Message with Dr. Tony Young Jr. of Christ Gospel Church of St. Petersburg, Florida. It's a listener-supported program, and your generous gifts are needed to help meet the goals of this program to strengthen your walk with Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. You can help support the Crucified Message by visiting Christ Gospel Church. Visit ChristGospelSt.Pete.org or mail your gift to The Crucified Message at Christ Gospel Church of St. Petersburg, Florida, 2512 22nd Avenue South, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33712. Your support is a true blessing to Bishop Leonard, Dr. Tony Young Jr., and the entire Crucified Message ministry.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.